You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is a bumper music from a big 80s band called Talk Talk. You ever heard of those guys? Did you like them? Did you listen to them when you were a kid?
Probably. Maybe.
Let's see what you're doing there. So listen, we have to say congratulations to Tanya Dawson. She yesterday picked up the 200 Mixed Quick Picks yesterday afternoon with Studley
Steve.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
So Ms. Dawson is...
She got 220 then because she qualified at 5 for the 20 and then she got another 200. That's got to be an exciting feeling to have that many numbers sitting in front of you.
I'll tell you what we'll do is we will call her on Monday.
Yeah.
And we'll find out what she got. Period. You know, she won $4 out of all of it. If she won 400,
hopefully something.
Yeah,
a lot of chances there.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? I mean, honestly, it would be hilarious if we called her up and she would say, "All 220 lines got nothing."
Nothing. Or if she doesn't answer, she got the big one. She's disappeared.
Right.
Gone forever.
Dom and Jer, who?
Yeah.
Mm. Listen, this afternoon, 4:30-ish, somewhere in that range. Jer and I are going to pop out to Belmar, the west side of town this time. We're trying to work our way around the entire metro area, much to the consternation of many mixed listeners.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
We're going to be, we'll talk about that at 7.
It's funny.
We're going to be heading out to Belmar, Bar Louie out there this afternoon. Happy hour. This is not a fancy shindig. You won't see any signage. The bar doesn't even know we're coming.
We don't have a tab. We're not buying drinks for everybody.
Buying drinks.
No, this is just come and hang out with us, okay?
So we'll be there this afternoon. Happy hour 4:30-ish to about maybe 7. It depends. Last time you and I and Josh stayed until kind of later.
It was late. It was just the three,
just the
of,
three
us
of us
at the table there.
Eventually.
Eventually
everyone else. We drank everybody under the table. Everybody left.
Everybody left. But this is very casual. Throw on a hoodie, you know, just come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Shoot the you know what.
Bring your kids if you want to say hi.
Yeah,
let us meet your kids.
Bars.
Well, you know what? It's a bar restaurant.
It's a restaurant. Yeah.
Yes, it's fine.
Just goofing.
All right, so we will see you out there. This weekend is the end of daylight saving time. And, you know, just to be a stickler, it is singular. Daylight saving, not daylight savings. Daylight saving time. And we got people listening right now. They're like, what? No, it isn't. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, look it up.
Sunday morning, 2-ish, whatever. There's a story that we're reading this morning about how they're wondering if this will be the last time that we ever fall back.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm...
I did not know about this at all, actually.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
We did?
We talked about the Sunshine Protection Act. Back in the spring, I know the Senate passed it. They call it the Sunshine Protection Act, which is hilarious.
That's cute.
And the House of Representatives, however, did not like it. They say they didn't like the language, which there's two things in there that make me laugh. Was it full of curse words or was it written in Polish or something?
It was like a code. You had to figure out the code to decipher it.
Yeah, here we go. They say it did not. It hit a brick wall in the House based on, quote, fundamental disagreements over its language, end quote.
All right, well.
Whatever.
Straighten it out and let's get this thing passed.
And they say that even if it goes through the House, they don't know if President Biden will sign it because we don't know what his stance is. He hasn't spoken up, I guess, on whether he likes the idea. But we on this show have been pushing this for over 20 years, and I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not trying to pound a chest, but since the 90s on this show, we have said, get rid of this falling back crap in November and just keep us on the afternoon sunshine as much as we can get.
It's not necessary anymore, and everyone flips out every time we have to change clocks, and it ruins their life. And even though like 99% of everything changes itself now, I think I have two clocks in the house.
Right.
The microwave and the stove, I think, are the only two that we have to do anything to. But it is funny every year just to watch people flip out because of the time change and how it just completely ruins their life and throws everything off. I had a little fun with this yesterday on my personal Facebook because it was Thursday yesterday, and I wrote, don't forget to set your clocks back tonight.
Let me guess. Some people corrected you.
The amount of people that said, isn't that Saturday night before you do this?
So, in other words...
was substantial.
In other words, they don't know you that well. That's what.
This is not right. It's Saturday. Why are you posting this? I'm like, come on. Just lighten up. please stop. And it's funny because I looked at my Facebook memories and it goes back, whatever it is, 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And on that same date every year, I post the exact same thing. That's all my memories were was that same like line, you know. So I've used it multiple times and you got to understand a little bit of humor to get that stuff.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, it's got to go through the Senate. Is that what it's?
No, it's already gone through the Senate.
It's gone through the Senate.
We get the House, and then okay. The president.
All right, we'll see.
I saw the president made the news because he has announced, let me find that, President Biden announced that he wants to get rid of the processing fees on concert tickets.
This is what America needs.
This is why we elected him, right here.
Do something about the price of eggs first, and then focus on concert fees.
I guess people on social media were having an awful lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I bet.
This one person
a lot of bigger problems to deal with.
A lot of that, yeah. One person with tongue planted firmly in cheek, their post on social media was, oh, thank God, concert ticket fees are killing the poor and middle class. Finally, a focus on the big issues.
Well, I mean,
it's funny. We all, hey, look.
We all get it.
We all hate those extra fees.
The convenience fee of sitting on your butt at home ordering tickets.
But let's not be naive. If you take those fees away, they'll just bake them into the cost of the ticket in general.
Yeah, so if they'll tap it onto beer sales.
If they right, if they have a $12 convenience fee, they'll just raise the cost of the ticket $12.
Yep, just so you feel better that all those fees aren't on there.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know that's the way we are as a society. If the tickets are $100 and there's a $12 convenience fee, we will bitch all day long. If they raise the tickets to $112 and they say we've done away with the convenience fee, it's now zero. People will be yay. We are just
idiots.
We're dumb sheep is what we are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it.